This is North Shore Today for Friday, February 17, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Chance of rain today becoming windy this afternoon, mid-50s for high temperatures. High tide in Gloucester Harbor, 8:49 p.m. The Lynn Fire Department battled a two-alarm fire yesterday at 56 Sachem Street involving a three-story apartment building. According to the Daily Item, all residents in the apartment building were able to get out safely, and firefighters were able to rescue a few pets from the building. There are photos of the fire on our North Shore Today post. Denver school leaders are seeking a budget increase from the town for the next school year. The Salem News is reporting that district leaders are asking for a 4.3% increase, or about $2.2 million more for the next school year. Danvers is facing rising costs around transportation, salaries, out-of-district placement for special education students, and evolving student needs. With the increase of swatting hoaxes reaching the North Shore recently, Essex Police Chief Paul Francis is encouraging residents to notify police of suspicious activity.
Oh, we absolutely do. I mean, it's very important for us to get as much information as possible. And what our town and our school, the Manchester Essex Regional School District, Rockport, we're a bunch of different departments. What we're doing, we've done the threat assessment class. Mm-hmm. What we're trying to do is assess threats before they happen, if you can prevent them to the best of your ability. I mean, obviously that's what you want to do, but it's definitely important. I can't emphasize enough, if somebody sees something that doesn't seem right, to let us know. You're not ratting. What you might be doing is you might be saving people, and you know, it's vital. The more information we have, the better off we are.
That's Essex Police Chief Paul Francis. Salem schools may be increasing the size of their mental health programs for students. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News that the program is a partnership with Cartwheel Care and supports mental health for students grade 3 to 12. The program is rapidly growing. And the Lynn Museum has several special events happening during the upcoming school vacation week. This is Museum's Executive Director, Danica Thurston.
Yes, so we are doing programming the Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of school vacation week, so the 20th through the 22nd, and we are celebrating Black musicians, Black creativity, Black authors throughout those 3 days. So we'll be open free to the public from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and each day we'll feature a couple of different activities. So the Monday we're having a hip-hop history workshop with Big Brother Saadi. He's a local rapper and hip-hop historian here in Lynn. We've done a couple of collaborations with the hip-hop community over the past couple of years. We actually have the Lynn Hip-Hop exhibition up right now. It closes at the end of this month, so it's a nice tie-in to celebrate the exhibit and this incredible community here in Lynn. We have a bunch of art-making activities inspired by prominent Black artists. We have a couple of story times, one of which is with Susie Stories Rockport. This is a Black-owned bookstore here on the North Shore in Essex County. So we're excited for them to do a pop-up with some contemporary and classic children's books. And then we have Michelle La Poetica coming on the Wednesday, the 22nd, to do another story time. Like I said, a bunch of art-making activities that is meant for everyone. We recognize that it's school vacation week, so we expect to see a number of little ones, but all of these activities, they're geared for kids of all ages, I like to say.
The Lynn Museum is located at 590 Washington Street. We do have a post up this week with useful links to the events happening next week and this month at the Lynn Museum and Lynn Arts. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi everyone, I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Bruins beat Nashville last night 5-0. They'll host the Islanders tomorrow afternoon at 5. The Celtics are off for a while with the All-Star break. The Lynn Classical girls basketball team is having a very special season. Last night, they nabbed a 47-28 win over Saugus on their senior night to go to 19-0 on the season. Rams coach Tom Sawyer.
Yeah, that's the best we played tonight. That the kids really showed up to play. It was senior night. Anytime you can win on senior night's a good night. And when you beat a quality opponent like Saugus, It's a good night, so I couldn't be happier for our seniors and for our team.
Classical outscored Saugus 17-2 in the second quarter.
Yeah, we changed it up a little bit. We went to our press, changed our zone a little bit, and they still got looks. Just didn't go down tonight, some of their shots. But then we executed on the offensive end, which is what we needed to do, because you're not going to hold them down forever. They're too good. So we had to execute on the offensive end. We had to handle all their changing defenses, which we did. And that's why we won.
Lynn Classical coach Tom Sawyer. In boys basketball from last night, Marblehead beat Swampscott 83-64. Wakefield topped Salem 67-41, while North Reading and Manchester Essex won games in the Cape Ann League. The Peabody boys basketball team wraps up their regular season tonight when they host Revere. This is Tanner's coach, Thad Broughton.
Revere is one of those teams we have a good relationship with. They're coached by Dave Leary, great guy, great coach. And we've played them non-league over the years, and then we've also played them, you know, in our league, you know, as our league has changed. But this is a non-league game, and it's going to end our season, and, you know, it's going to be one of the last ones for them. So we're both, you know, looking to finish the season on a strong note, and Revere and Peabody, every time we get together, it's usually a good game. We're pretty evenly matched. Looking at their, you know, their top guys, we match up with them height-wise. We're pretty similar, so I do think it's going to be a good game.
Endicott men's college basketball has a huge game tomorrow afternoon at home at 3 against Salve Regina. Gulls guard Jalen Echeverria from Lynn on tomorrow's big game.
Looking to finish Saturday strong, and hopefully if we win on Saturday, that means we clinch the third seed in the CCC, which means we'll get a home game for the playoffs. So that's what we're hoping for.
Be sure to check out our website today and over the weekend as we check in with more coaches on their season just prior to postseason play. That is sports along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.